Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang, your weekly source for all things video game, featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the right now.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Just pretend.
You can't cut that part out? You don't know how to cut that out?
I can't cut things out.
It's live.
Yeah, you can.
No, it's live.
I don't know how to edit.
Yeah. So, let's get back to it.
Video Game Bang brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What about all that stuff?
Yes. Welcome to the now audio version of the Twitch feed, everybody. Thank you for joining us here on this late night. Corey was out in the middle of the woods taking pictures of hillbillies doing their wedding thing.
Yep, that's why we were starting late.
Was there any
guns?
About
that. You know, they might have been concealed.
Mm. Were there any animal carcasses?
All over the place.
Like, literally, were they?
Yeah.
Because, okay.
Instead of a veil, she wore a raccoon.
Yep, exactly. Coonskin hats.
Boom.
All sorts of stuff. First of all, they're called raccoons.
What?
Raccoons.
You ever heard of a coonskin hat?
I've heard racist people call them that.
Oh, my God. Everything's not about race, Aaron.
You'd be surprised. Right now, Manny Pacquiao, fried rice versus Floyd Mayweather, fried chicken.
I was waiting to see where you're going to go with that.
throwing it down right now.
Yeah, that's why we were late. Me and my wife, we make money on the side shooting people's weddings, and that's where we were.
Shooting at people's weddings.
Shooting at people's weddings. We do drive-bys. We do all the good shooting.
So if you want gunshots at your wedding,
call me.
There it is.
And then we covered it. We have Casper the Friendly Ghost filling in at the fourth person. Right next to
Mr. Webb there. In the chat room, real quick question before we keep going on. Who do you guys got, Pac or
May? Manny Pacquiao or Mayweather?
It is split down the middle of all my friends on social network, and I couldn't care less.
You have no choice?
No preference, no care.
No preference? What?
It's literally, like I said, it's a two-horse race. Why would I want to watch a two-horse race
what
all
do
the
mean,
time?
Watch a two-horse race?
So basically, there was no better boxers to go against each other, correct?
These are the two best in the world.
All right.
So you don't want to see the two best fighters in the world go at it?
What if the two horses started fighting each other in the race?
If it was two horses fighting each other in the
race. Your logic makes no sense on this, Aaron.
I was explaining it before.
Well, you were talking about La Liga and all that garbage.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. They play each other every year. This has only happened once. This is the first and only time.
There's no rematch clause?
The only way there will be a rematch is if Manny Pacquiao wins. If Pacquiao wins, there'll be a rematch. If Mayweather wins...
That's stupid. Why is that?
Because Mayweather's already the front runner. He's the number one guy. It's kind of like... It's an attitude type of thing. Because Mayweather's been the one that's been hard to get to do this fight. So he's going to want to do this fight, beat the shit out of Pacquiao, and then move on with his career or retire maybe. If Pacquiao happens to win, there's no way he's going to let it go down like that. He's going to try and get... a rematch.
Stupid.
Just personality.
Just.
Why stupid. Did it take so long? Why didn't he Mayweather win?
Mayweather.
Mayweather.
They've been dodging each other. Personally, I think I'm going for Mayweather. I think Pacquiao is he's just pathetic to me. He's a cheater.
Wow. He's a cheater?
He's a cheater. He does steroids.
Wow. Yeah. I've never heard that.
You never heard that?
I don't really follow boxing, so all I know from Mayweather is that he just talks a lot, and then he's undefeated. That's all I've heard.
So we got some consensus going in chat.
Okay, what they saying?
We have one for Pac.
One for Pac.
One for no one because it's a stupid sport.
Whoa.
And one for, hey, what about that new Star Wars game?
Hey, that new Star Wars game. What new Star Wars game are they talking about? There's a lot of new Star Wars games.
Yeah. That's true. I don't know.
Exactamundo. You got to be more specific, chat. Come on now. What about that free comic day today, everybody? Did anybody get their free comics? All right. One guy.
Sort of.
I see one. Well, I see one hand. All right. What'd you get? What'd you get today, Mr.
Webb? Well, I got there late. So I got Captain Canuck.
Is this a DC Marvel?
It's Marvel.
Okay.
I think it's Canadian. Okay. Captain America. Because they have Captain Britain.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
So, yeah, Captain Canuck.
Is he...
He was free.
Is he very, like, friendly and he kind of lets the bad guys go?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, but yeah. Here's a donut and
say
you're
hey
doing...
all the day.
You're doing the wrong thing.
You didn't get anything, Corey?
No, man.
He was in the middle of the woods.
I was doing this thing all day, pretty much.
Good Lord. And they didn't have any comic book shops out there in the middle?
No.
I did buy some comic books.
What'd you get?
I got the Civil War, just the main story, none of the side stories, like in the whole book.
Okay.
And then I got the S.H.I.E.L.D. number one. Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of, because recently the Video Game Bang went to watch the Marvel's Avengers 2 Age of Ultron in theaters. We did a podcast. Go check that out if you haven't watched it. Full of spoilers.
Oh, yeah. It's a spoiler-full thing. Go watch the movie first unless you really
exactly.
don't care.
So I, you know, in a quick word, my whole review was basically sweet bitter. And so today I've been kind of spending my time when I could watching this YouTube channel called Comic Historian. Have you guys ever heard of that?
No.
So literally he takes all the story arcs, or the popular ones and the ones that the people vote for kind of for him to do, and he reads them dramatically, you know, gives you the like plot line. So I got to see the Spider-Verse or like the Web Wars or whatever that stuff is. I watched the Civil War again.
Okay.
Original Sin. And this Batman and Superman one. I can't remember what that one was called. But it was just like, I can really see the difference between Marvel and DC now. Like, DC needs to step it up big time. Yeah. Like they,
even in the comics,
they need to step it up.
What's the biggest difference that you?
The biggest difference, it literally, like I've said hundreds of times, I've heard this from somebody else, but they were like, DC feels like heroes trying to be human, and Marvel feels like humans trying to be heroes.
Okay,
so. It's more, I don't know, it's more people with, like, emotions on one side and then people that are just like, you know, I'm a superhero, I can do whatever the hell I want type of thing on the other side. And they've tried to, with the New 52, make Superman a little more, I don't know. But how do you make somebody with a whole bunch of powers relatable?
You have to humanize them.
Humanize Superman? You have to take away those powers then, don't you?
Well, you have to show the emotional side of him. You have to show the, his father, Earth father, dying and, you know, trying to protect
his
mother.
But it's like,
that,
when those stories
have
run their course, it's not like they're going to keep playing Uncle Ben over all the time with Spider-Man. They've had other storylines. This
true.
Spider-Verse one was like one of the most confusing storylines, and I was just hearing it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, how do you keep up with all these different, you know, Spider-Men and Spider-Women that are all tangled up in this war?
You walk up the door and throw a rock at them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. So apparently 46 minutes ago, reports came out that the fight is already over, people.
Holy crap.
Mayweather beats Pacquiao by unanimous decision.
By unanimous?
And wait, they say it was the fight of the century.
Hang on.
If it was such the fight of the century, why didn't we hear about it?
How is a fight won by unanimous decision? I mean, isn't it whoever goes down?
See, they have judges, and the judges...
Wow, do I really have to explain this to you, David Webb?
The judges... You're not a boxing fan at all,
no,
right?
No, he's not No, wow. So, the fight goes a certain amount of time, and if the time expires, there's ringside judges who judge the fight and score based on punches, ring control, all sorts of things, and then they come up with a decision on who won.
See, I used to do Taekwondo.
They judge on costumes.
Cosplay.
How well they presented themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All this is factored in.
When I did martial arts, I went to tournaments, and that's how they judge. Sparring was by points.
You did martial arts?
Yeah, I did.
Why do I feel like everybody in the world could kick your ass?
That's the idea.
I told you guys I had a very close friend who did martial arts when I was younger, and I fought him. And I told you, once you get into a fight, at least at a young age, all that training goes right out the window. So the Karate Kid is a lie, everybody. I'm sorry.
Well, he wasn't trained very well.
He definitely. Made
yeah, I was two away from a black belt.
Two away and you quit?
It was too expensive.
Coward.
It was way
too expensive.
Way too expensive?
Wow.
It's expensive to
you
get
could be
to
Batman
black belt.
Right now, but it was too expensive.
I don't need a black belt to be Batman.
I see.
I need money to be Batman.
Yeah, I just checked my Twitter right now and... it's all over. Like, everybody is bringing their tweets in about the Pac-Man.
Yeah, I'm glad that's the outcome we needed.
So
Mayweather's the best boxer of our time.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Best bet of our time?
Totally, yeah.
What do you mean our time?
The dude's undefeated.
While we live?
Yeah.
So
while we have lived. I mean, maybe tomorrow some guy's going to
come lived? Oh, in his weight class. You got to be more specific.
No, he's the best boxer of all time.
Really? Even Tyson?
Tyson wasn't that good, dude.
Tyson knocked people out.
Tyson did, but then once people figured him out, he was not that good.
That power from Tyson. That's when we were, when I was younger, I remember my mother always getting the Tyson fights. And this is when he was like really big, because the whole world was like, oh, this dude knocks people out in seconds. And we pay like a lot of money for the pay-per-view, and then the match would be over in an instant. And I remember my mother being very upset. Like, I paid for this for 9 seconds.
That's exactly why I would never pay for a fight, because it could be over.
Yeah, but I mean, now I haven't seen a knockout artist like Tyson in a long time. It's a lot of strategists, a lot of, like Mayweather. When's the last time that he actually had a knockout?
Mayweather?
Exactly. Yes.
See, it seems like the sport,
I'm
you
not
should
a specialist on Mayweather fight history.
I mean, once you should go until someone goes down.
Yeah,
is that how you think it should go?
That's how it should go.
Bare knuckle brawls.
Exactly.
Man, that's what we're doing.
Not necessarily bare knuckle, but I mean, that seems like, why do you have to bring judges? I mean, you don't need judges
we don't need
to
judges?
Tell. He's clearly knocked out, so I'm pretty sure this guy won.
His last KO was in 2011.
2011, people.
Yep.
That's crazy.
But that's his style.
Holy
he's not
crap.
A power puncher.
So do you think he retires after this?
He should.
I mean,
he made so much money off of this fight. It's
going to
be so
ridiculous. Everyone in chats, they're saying that Pac still got money, so he's fine. He's not suffering. Special Cases said that it was $89 for standard definition or $99 for high definition.
Yeah, crazy.
That is stupid.
Aaron, there's a thing about combat sports that just trumps every other sport. I'm sorry. It beats soccer.
Ridiculous.
It beats football.
No,
combat sports.
Not.
Beats all other sports. I'm not a huge boxing fan, but I love MMA, and I can respect the finer points of boxing, the sweet science. But
when you see the mass and scale of people that pay attention to soccer over everything else on this planet, it's ridiculous.
I can't see any. There's no soccer match in the world that could
ridiculous.
Make $300 million in pay-per-view buys.
I will not even dignify that with an answer.
I feel like MMA. Pay-per-view I can watch buys. MMA a lot longer than I can watch boxing, because it seems like that would be more interesting.
Well, I think
they do more.
It's less rules than your
yeah,
boxing.
It's who goes out?
So, yeah,
if you're knocked
yeah,
out,
I mean,
then you lose.
Well, they have decisions.
They have decisions.
Yeah. They have decisions in that.
You're
too.
Thinking like MMA back
in the first
the 90s.
Days when a giant fat guy can go up against a little skinny dude, and you better know how to hit freaking knees and buckle him down and get on his back.
Dodge and weave. Dodge
I remember
and
those
weave.
Old.
Tell that to every country except the States. The world loves their soccer. Yeah, but the world loves fighting too.
I'm just saying. It's you gotta.
You go to any soccer game
when I was a, when
and
I,
then two guys start brawling in the arena. Everybody would rather watch that fight.
But they're not paying to watch that.
But
paying
they
to watch
will watch
the
that
sport.
Over. They will be more entertained by that.
I didn't realize how big soccer was, even in high school when I was not a soccer fan. And my French teacher, when she said she spent time abroad, she was like, actually, when she was in Italy, cities, they shut down for matches. Like, it's not open. So when the match happens and you try to go to a store or something like that, it's not open.
Yeah.
And that's their excuse. It's not because, oh, it's time to close. It's
the fight's on.
Juventus is playing right now. Okay.
Why are you
hell?
Out of your
yeah,
house?
Yeah, exactly. What are you?
Why aren't you watching
this? You're either supposed to be at home watching it, or you're supposed to be in the arena right there watching it. You should not be shopping for food, for sustenance, for your body.
Yeah.
You should not be.
If you didn't get food before the fight, you deserve to starve.
It's crazy. It's literally insane. But America, we have our gridiron. We have our, you know, our courts.
Diamond.
Yeah. Diamond, really?
Baseball diamond. It's America's pastime.
America's
just because you don't like
time.
It. Just because
yeah.
you
America's
don't like
sleep
it.
Time.
I don't think you're
going to
get any
saying.
Support
no.
on that one.
No, I like going to the baseball games. I
yeah.
like going to baseball games. But when it comes to watching baseball games, no.
Oh, yeah. You go no. for everything.
Yeah. The fun sing-alongs.
The wave. The t-shirt
but
cannon.
No, I'm not going and actually paying attention. I couldn't care less who wins the match. I just wanted to, you know... Take me out to the ball game, sing
you know,
along.
Boxing video games were pretty amazing. I don't know what happened. When's there been the last boxing like great game?
Punch Out.
Punch Out. Yeah, get out of here.
Wii Sports.
Mike Fight Tyson's Night, Punch Out.
Fight Night Round 3, I think, was when they peaked.
Yeah, and then they tried to come out with another one years later after that, and it like
Champion Fight Night Champion, where it was kind of like a
story mode.
Yeah, that's when they got the license back to Tyson, because then they were all like, because he got blackballed from the games once he was like a rapist and stuff during that period of his life when he was in prison. They wouldn't put him in any of the video games, and it pissed me off because I'd have to keep creating Mike Tyson.
And they had Muhammad, didn't they?
Oh,
for one
yeah.
of them,
Muhammad Ali was always in them. They'd always put the legends in there, but Tyson, they didn't put him until that Fight Night Champion, and then they put him realistic, like so he wasn't even that good.
We had a boxing game, and like I said, I'm going to start doing videos with my little brother. For all the games that I played.
Did you come up with a better name yet?
Not yet.
Retro with my bro.
But when we get to the Sega Genesis, I played a game, Evander Holyfield's Boxing.
Oh, really?
Me and my closest friend, we played that mess, like, for the longest. And it was a real strategy game. Like, you had to watch your stamina, your, you know, where you're getting hit in the body and stuff like that. I almost want to say that you can create a boxer, but I don't think you could. I may be wrong.
Somebody look that up
on YouTube. Evander Holyfield's. If you can create a boxer on that one, I think that was one of my favorite boxing games of all time. But it was fond memories of that one. And that's, I remember at my friend Jerome's house, we used to play that and Mortal Kombat. Because I remember I was very young and I didn't know how to read the word unknown. And I would be like, oh, Scorpion from Unknown. Why put the K in there if it's silent? Huh? Exactly.
No idea.
Exactly. Well, if you guys are ready.
Are we going to do this?
Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
What the hell is that? Where's the guitar riff? What happened to Wild Stallions? I was waiting on that.
I got busy this week.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm a busy man. Yeah, I got busy this week. And I was busy this week. So there's a lot going on, man.
Wild Stallions. That's what the fans want. They even said it in the chat, Wild Stallions.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah. I was like, they did?
Because I couldn't remember the name of it, but I know for sure it was awesome. Are you looking for it right now or something?
I'm trying to find it, yeah.
That's terrible. The future is here, everybody. What are they saying in
chat? Hollow Monkey's like, you guys practiced that all week.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
Actually, the first time we did it, it was completely spur of the moment. I just wanted to harmonize.
And now they've harmonized, everybody. You gotta get that just ready.
I know.
A soundboard, like a whole thing like that, because, you know, I've grown quite
he has,
fond of
he
it.
Has bitch you guessed it on cue.
I know, yeah.
But not
Wild Stallions and banging around the web.
Excellent!
That's what why is it cut off? Oh my gosh.
I don't know why that happened.
You know what you should do? Just download the whole movie.
And then we'll
clip that part out of it. All right. The future is here, everybody. When I was looking up things for banging around the web, it was scary because there are a lot of things from the future that are here now.
Did you have your safe search on before you typed in banging around
the web?
I never have. Well, that's why you got scared.
Yeah, you better use that safe search when you start typing in banging around the web.
I go straight raw, everybody. Reports Microsoft HoloLens to cost a lot more than a home console. The HoloLens has been actually generating quite a bit of buzz as of lately.
Yeah, it has.
At some build conference?
Yeah, the developer conference in San Francisco.
And we're going to get to that one, too. Actually, I'm probably going to jump to that banger, by the way, after I get to this one. Microsoft HoloLens augmented reality technology sounds far out, as usual, in case.
far out, man.
Far out. You get what you pay for. A recent report states that the tech will cost well north of $400.
I'm not surprised. I was wishing it was going to be around the cost of like an Xbox. I mean, I'm not surprised it's not. It was just wishful thinking. I can justify that a lot easier.
The $400 for what I've seen for this thing so far, not worth $400.
Well, you got to remember one thing that they didn't mention at the conference is although it does appear like they're ready to put this on the shelf.
Uh-huh.
It's still in beta. This is still a prototype.
Then I'm not paying north of $400 for a beta.
Well, no, it's not. I mean, it's not going to put it out as a beta, but it's still a prototype. I mean, they made thousands for this conference, so developers and press could try it out and test it out. But they made sure that it was notified. It was a prototype. So
you're talking about the disappointment going on right now about the HoloLens?
No, there wasn't
a... Yeah, there's a lot of disappointment going on.
Where are you reading disappointment from?
What do you mean? They're not in your notes. They're just stuff I research because...
That's why I'm saying. Where are you reading?
Die by your notes. Basically, what happened was the very first prototype that people got to use was like this giant monstrosity that they put on your head that had wires connected to it, and it was like huge. And in that version of it, you can see everything, like your holograms. Right, it covers your full peripherals, all your range of vision. You can see the holograms. Now, in the process of cutting it down to making it small and wireless and form-fitting and the version that they had at this Builders Conference, I guess there's only little tiny squares in each of your sight that are gonna you can see the holograms. So... It's hard to explain. So just a small little box. All your peripherals, the holograms won't be there at work. And people were saying it was really hard to get adjust to. Like you had to really look around to see all the holograms because they weren't just always there. And a lot of people who saw it at the prototype stage and then saw it again at this build conference were pretty underwhelmed.
Well, then let's skip down to this one about the build conference that I got from him, where it says, Microsoft's HoloLens demo steals the show at Build 2015. If you want to scroll down, there's also a video as well that goes with this. Windows 10 may have been the focus at Build yesterday. I can't remember what day they did this one, but whatever. But Microsoft's HoloLens demonstration totally stole the show. Want to see what it was like? Well, we're about to show at least the Twitch viewers right now. Presumably, it was wired up the same way HoloLens itself to overlay virtual elements delivered by computer.
I get there.
Delivered by a computer running Windows 10 atop of live video on the stage. So, on this event, for the people that are at home and cannot hear or not see the video that's going on, they actually had a demonstration, kind of like an E3, presentation, where they had a guy wearing the HoloLens, and then they had a cameraman that set up with that, pre-prototype type of HoloLens on his camera to where the people in the audience can see what's going on through his eyes right now, technically.
See, that is not true. What you're seeing right now is not true. And this is what the articles I read, Aaron, were from people, not for about the stage show, because these people sat in the stage show, and then they went and did the two-hour behind-the-scenes with the HoloLens, and the whole premise of the article I read was that what they're showing in the stage is over-promising a lot compared to what they actually got to put on their heads.
It's like an E3 presentation. Yeah. It's literally like an E3 presentation.
I'm sure a lot of this is CGI.
If you're seeing this right now, if you're watching the video, see how in the top right corner you can see that screen just on the wall? It's supposed to be like that big, Aaron. From what they were saying, just a box that big is where you could see the holograms,
like in the corner of your eye.
Right there in the middle of the screen. So, like, if this was HoloLens, anything that's not in a box like that, you would not be able to see the holograms.
Oh, so it has designated areas for the holograms to be in.
Yeah. So if you're picturing this thing on your head, it's only in the middle section of the screen. I'll find because and I read multiple articles from different people who all had the same opinion. And the same feedback, and I'll pull up a picture of that.
Well, where am I at?
I mean, that is pretty awesome. I mean, I wish so bad that it looked like that, but there's a lot of reports saying that it's not.
Well, he said it's still in beta, correct?
Yeah, but the hardware is the hardware. Like, it's a hardware limitation.
Is that what they said? Is it a hardware limitation, or is it tweak?
We're going to have to wait till Moore's Law to kick in, basically. Like, they have the technology, but we just need to wait a little bit longer. Like, this first version, it's not going to be this.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, no, it's definitely not going to be this.
This is what it can be. This is what we can look forward to in the future, not necessarily what HoloLens 1.0 is going to be.
So with this one, but I really like to know, like, what's holding it back from being that, like,
hardware. I think.
I mean, I think
that's a lot of technology.
Is it a little tiny
package?
Like, are we capable of? Yeah. So I'm saying, is it a hardware tweak? Like, if they have to make a bigger processor inside the thing.
I think if they can make it like a helmet, then I think
come
a lot sooner.
I don't think that's what they're going to try to go
that's
for.
Not
though.
What the, that's what I'm saying is that that's what's limiting is if they can make it this helmet, then yeah, they can, you know, it would come a lot faster and they'd be able to do something like this a lot sooner. But because they're trying to fit it on something that's not going to make you look like a dork, then
well,
it's going to take time.
Think of like Google Glass. Remember that?
I wish we can cut. Obsolete says, can we kick that puppy? That would be freaking yeah. awesome.
The thing with Google Glass, it was like the little thing, you know, that hooks onto your glasses and stuff like that. And
yeah.
And it kind of shows. I was thinking.
That doesn't even hook. No, it doesn't even hook onto your glasses. Wait, or maybe the new one did.
I thought there was one that like went all the way around your glass as well. Like if you had
see
if you
the only
glasses.
One I saw was that it was its own thing that you wore instead of glasses,
and that's a little tiny thing in the you know corner of your eye. That's what I was thinking HoloLens was all along. Like I didn't think it was some giant.
It's like goggles.
No, I've seen it. I'm saying this, like the
I
image.
I put a picture up for everybody. That's kind of what people are reporting. The highlighted part that
is what
see
you can see
is what you could actually see in your field of vision for the holograms.
Did anybody report on it about the features, too?
Because
I was thinking the thing that I would have been biggest disappointment in with this thing is probably the unresponsiveness of how this guy
you know
touches
what?
Stuff.
I was just going to say that, too, because I feel like it was almost like doing Kinect on the Xbox One.
Right.
And you're trying to use your hand, and even if your hand is steady, I mean, the thing
it's
on
still
there,
like, yeah,
it's
spotty.
Super shaky. It's super hard to get. And it looked like when he was trying to select something, I mean, it was still, like, very deliberate.
Yeah.
I want to, like, move my hand up, grab something, open it up.
You
want to
be Tony Stark.
I want to be Tony Stark.
Yes, that's exactly what you're looking
for.
Don't
show me this and be like, no, you have to be 1980s.
That was the big thing for me. Because whenever I saw this video, I was like, yeah, it's cool. Not a lot of features that I was really excited for. But that response.
What I'm more excited for is the direction that this puts us. I mean, like, Special Cases in the chat room said that this is just puts us one step closer to having, like, a holodeck.
And you actually, know? I saw, and I left it out of the Bang Bites, they actually have a kind of a holodeck type of deal with the Kinect and these other cameras that they used.
Yeah.
Where they showed it, and they were like, it's really simple. And then they went into this long freaking explanation of how this stuff works. It was like six cameras on the room.
It's really simple if you
Kinect.
Have four PhDs.
Yeah, exactly. And like the cameras, they scan the room, and no matter what you have in the room, they just kind of map it out into like these pixels, and they put it into a 3D thing, and then they run the program based on what they've learned from around the room.
That's
so they
cool.
showed the two people inside the room, and the machine goes on, and then boom, there's like an enemy where one guy can move and like punch the wall where like it's like whack-a-mole basically.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So he basically just moves around the environment, punches stuff, and then it goes away. And then they showed another one where he has a gun in his hand and he can turn and shoot in the directions wherever they, you know, pop up in his environment and stuff like that. I was like, that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
But I left that one out because we have another Bang Bite in here that I thought was even cooler than that one.
Before we leave this one.
Yeah.
The last thing, you know how I am with lines. Like, you and I did E3 this last year, and I skipped out on a bunch of things because I didn't want to wait in the lines.
Yeah.
I will wait in however long a line it takes me to get my hands on that HoloLens.
Really?
Yeah. That's the one thing I am making a priority for. If there is a, if Nerd Reactor comes out with a, hey, meet with Microsoft to try this, I will murder.
Why is there
writers to get a part of that?
Be warned, Nerd Reactor writers.
What is so appealing to you?
I just want need to see. Just like the same thing. I can watch a million of these videos, and until I get that thing over my eyes and around my giant dome, I will not believe anything or get any hype. Just like we did with Oculus.
Yeah.
Like I could watch a million Oculus of some dude with something over their eyes going, oh my God, this is
Jesus
the future. What? And then until we put it on our faces, it's like, okay, now I can kind of understand what's going on. So expect that.
The thing with the Oculus, though, is I can kind of clearly see what it'd be used for and what the possibilities are. HoloLens, it's kind of difficult right now.
You can look at it and tell how old someone is.
I don't. Yeah, it's stupid.
HoloLens, I think they're attempting, that's going to be your computer.
I think it's going to be like the future when you look, like if I look at you in the streets, it's going to be like Aaron Carter, Facebook. lives in Sacramento, California. His last update, he likes pie.
What kind of pie do you like, Aaron?
I don't know if I want that.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't like that either.
That's hey, wait, that's but what if you had the that's option? That's what you're talking about.
That's the CIA.
What if you had the option?
They wouldn't know how to use that.
Like in Facebook?
Yeah, they wouldn't.
What if Facebook gave you an option? It's like, hey, become available. And then like, so I think it'd be more for like hooking up. So like on, what's that website that everyone uses? Tinder?
Tinder.
Uh-huh.
It'd be like a Tinder app where if you're Tinder enabled, when someone looks at you, it just like... It's just like Tinder. I like long walks on the beach.
I just see people walking around with HoloLens and like they see somebody they don't like and they just like swipe them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they say, did you just swipe me?
Did you swipe left?
You son of a bitch.
Like, you got a problem with that? Oh, let me back it up and swipe again. Walk past me again. I dare you. See if I don't swipe left.
I would like to see like the holo table like they have in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
For maps? Are you going to be looking at maps and not schematics for that long?
No, I want like...
Special Cases uses Grindr, apparently.
What is Grindr?
I think it's another sex website.
That's sex website?
You sound like you're 70. Them kids and their sex websites.
Sex websites.
Sex
websites.
And their sex phones.
Yeah, but like Oculus Rift, when the sports thing was the biggest thing, in my opinion. If I'm sitting front row center at, you know, the Kings game or something like that, or if I'm at the World Cup when I couldn't be because it's in Italy or something like that, boom, that's real. Can I do that with the HoloLens? No.
Well, I think eventually you can.
Well, and plus,
I
mean,
if you can... I think eventually you'll be able to watch a feed of it while you're through there. But the Oculus Rift, that whole camera idea where you got the camera there and I can turn my head and look at the whole, like I'm there in the freaking match. That's freaking awesome. And then think about football. Football has integrated with all these new cameras, like the camera that's above them and all that type of stuff. Yeah. If I can switch to all that and get all these different camera angles and
About with Oculus? Or
yeah, with Oculus Rift.
Okay. Well, why wouldn't HoloLens have that?
Well, HoloLens
is different.
It's augmented reality instead of
virtual
reality.
So I'm still seeing, if I have it on right now, I'm still seeing you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Just with video feed of the game around you or something like
you
that.
Thinking like of Watch Dogs. You know, when you look at them and it says like convicted of a crime. So like if you're a pedophile and someone looks at you with HoloLens, like you flash red and stuff
that,
like
that would be kind of
exclamation
jacked,
mark over your head.
That'd be awesome.
You could read people's power levels, so
their stamina,
see if
stamina,
they're
stamina,
over 9,000, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, HoloLens, I was a little excited for. I want to see where Microsoft takes this type of thing. They're talking about that one of the reasons they bought Minecraft is because it just fits so perfectly with HoloLens. Come on, dude.
No, it doesn't.
I would try it.
Digital Legos.
I would try to, but I think I'd get bored. Yeah, putting stuff with my actual hands into different places. Yeah. So HoloLens, everybody. E3 will have it for the first time, I think, for
a bigger
populace. I could be wrong, but
I just
two-week notice in.
I put my time off request in for all the shit we got going on this summer. It was ridiculous. I got called into the office. They're like, "You sure? Did you intentionally request like 80 hours of vacation?"
Did you say, "You bet your sweet monkey I did"?
I said, "You bet your sweet Oculus Rift I did."
And they're like, "What is that?"
And yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right.
So we will be at...
You will be at?
Oh, I will be at because mm-hmm. you are a little bastard.
I spoke to John, too. Well, he texted me. He's like, "Were you not interested in E3? I was like, "No, it wasn't like I wasn't interested. Got a new job. And kind of refocus.
Damn it, Aaron. Damn
excuse,
it.
Excuse me for living.
Well,
for
I will be there, everybody, and doing daily updates via podcast for E3 and probably San Diego Comic Con as well.
What do you expect from San Diego? Add on question.
Okay.
Are you cosplaying?
I might cosplay one day.
Coward.
That'll be my fun day. I'm not going to go interview the cast of friggin' Community or something dressed like a friggin' idiot.
Dressed like Abed.
Star Wars, exactly. Star Wars, Star Wars.
No. I will cosplay my Borderlands 2 cosplay.
That you've been working on for half a year now?
Well, okay, I worked on it for maybe 10 minutes, and I just haven't worn it in a half a year. I've never worn it, actually, so...
Oh, is that your, Fallout?
Salvador.
Fallout? Yeah. Where'd you get from Borderlands to
do you even
Fallout?
Game, bro?
I didn't say Salvador. I was trying to remember what the game was before I knew who he had cosplayed as.
But he said Borderlands
cosplay. Oh, I'm reading the chat.
What are they saying in chat, then?
Oh, they're talking about being able to fly in Minecraft. And it's that's like, the only thing I like it.
I wasn't reading chat.
Actually, I was reading chat. I was looking at this Borderlands game.
California ACLU chapter unveils police monitoring app.
I've seen that.
Yeah,
I think John posted a Facebook link about it, actually.
In an effort to reduce police abuse, clearly only the black people, that have occurred with frightening regularity through the U.S. and Southern California branch of ACLU has just released a new smartphone app designed to securely record your next interaction with the law enforcement.
So they want to record us?
No. It's us recording them.
Okay, good.
We're watching the watchers.
That's what we need to do.
Sure, you can simply snap a photo and take a video using your onboard camera, but what happens when the cop smashes your phone? It's gone, right?
Obama.
Not with Aaron Carter, because mine's instantly posted to my Google.
Sucker!
Yeah, so you can smash it all you want.
Exactly.
That's when I laugh. Ah! You can't smash Google. Bam, bam. Aaron Carter was shot today by officers. His passwords to Google have been lost forever.
Hashtag Baltimore.
Terrible. Where was I at? Instead, simply saving the copy to your local drive, Mobile Justice CA app automatically forwards the copy of your video directly to the ACLU for review. Not only that, but it also alerts nearby users that... that also have the app installed that the incident is going down. Dang, this is an app. So you can monitor.
This kind of reminds me of that meme thing, because Jake, great friend of the show, family member of the show, his father-in-law is a police officer in Reedley, California. And he always posts the pro-cop stuff, you know, because there's a lot of police hate that goes around.
Yeah.
And so one of them said... yeah, you hate the cops. Next time you're getting robbed or your house broken into, call a crackhead.
Wait for it, everybody.
Well, I mean, what do you think? I mean, it's
I don't get
legitimate.
This is the thing. There's two sides, especially as a black male in America. Yes, there is a over racial profiling type of situation that goes on. But on the flip side... it's not like all black people hate police officers.
I'm not saying black people.
I hate police officers. I know. I'm just saying you. See, I don't hate police officers.
I hate them
for that exact same freaking thing that you just said. When somebody robs you, who the hell are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters?
Yeah, because they're not gonna come over. Guarantee you, Dan Aykroyd isn't coming over. And one's dead. So that means you're down a man.
No, they're Ghostbusters. He's with them in spirit.
So.
Him and Slimer.
And I understand that they go out there and they actually do. They're in serious situations all the time. Obama, actually, I just saw a headline. I didn't get to read the whole article. Said that they're about to start investing in on-cop cameras now. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
What is
that? They're gonna start having like a GoPro type of thing.
Yeah, like strapped to them. So, yeah. You know.
Some departments already have it.
Cameras are going to be all over the place, so that's one more extra step to keep an officer honest. But I always point it down, no matter what you are, if you're the president of the United States, all the way down to whatever the lowest job you can think of is, everybody is a human being. So to give somebody a title and think that they're going to be above humanity... is 100% wrong.
That's my issue, is the cops that walk around like their shit don't stink.
Yeah.
We should mention, too, now that we have a little break in the action, we are giving away a pair of Corsair wireless gaming headphones once we hit the... What mark are we at? The 500 mark, Aaron?
What are we at now?
We're at 410.
500, yeah.
So, yeah, so when we hit 500, we're giving away a wireless set of Corsair gaming headphones. I will be reviewing these for nerdreactor.com.
You haven't already? I thought you did.
I've been forming my opinion for a very long time.
What did you put up then?
I put up some tech one. Yeah, Heather, I put up a tech headphones. One for another pair of Bluetooth headphones.
Oh, okay.
They're not used. Well, I mean, technically, I did use them for the review.
Slightly used.
Slightly
yeah, special cases
used.
Goes a pair of used headphones.
Yeah, no.
Slightly.
I used them for a review. So they went straight from the box. I reviewed them. I'm done with them, and I'm willing to offer these up to when we hit 500.
If somebody was buying something like that on eBay at work, And he was like, oh, slightly used, kind of good. And I was like, what if you were looking for a girlfriend like that? Slightly used.
Slightly used is pretty good compared to a lot of what's
out there.
I mean,
would that still be acceptable? Go for the other headphones.
Would you swipe right?
And then when we hit 1,000 followers, me and Aaron will kiss.
No.
Yeah.
We will not.
We're going to kiss.
You must be talking about some other Aaron. I work with like 4 Aarons, actually, so you can pick any of those.
No, me, you, and Larissa are going to kiss.
No.
Yes, I was left out of it. Sucker!
The ACLU already has the app up.
Aaron has to be Peter Chris, though. It's Oregon. Chat has been talking about it.
Oregon, Missouri, and New York already have the apps released over there. Oh, okay. Why Missouri?
When we kiss, Aaron, you're going to be, you're going to be the cat. You're going to be Peter Chris.
I'm not being a damn cat.
You're going to be Peter Chris,
I don't know,
the cat.
It's the back country.
I should be, since I'm the one who actually plays the drums, but I really want to be Gene Simmons.
That's terrible. So you're not even going to go with.
I'm not going to be the damn cat, Aaron. You're going to be.
There's plenty of KISS members to choose from.
No, we're only going with the four.
They were. Are we just going to throw their whole careers out the window? That's messed up.
The other ones who aren't like the main KISS members can. No.
Gonna spit on their legacy.
Nope. Are you gonna be the star child, Aaron?
I don't even know who that is.
The one with the star in his face?
Yes, it is. Get the app today, everybody. Record a police officer beating up on Negroes.
Oh, God.
That's what they do, right?
Jeez.
Baltimore.
Wow.
And there's a lot of things. Like, I'm really.
Welcome back, Blackburn.
Welcome back to the show, Blackburn.
I'm really, really sick of all the Baltimore. Didn't they convict the guys, too?
So,
like, it's over.
There were six officers. 3 of them were of the African American persuasion. From what I've heard.
The worst description of black people I've ever heard.
Ceramic.
The African-American persuasion.
Ceramic dragon could be
like
in the room.
Like we're manipulative black people or something like that.
What do you think? Oh, because they said
persuasion. Yes.
Okay, no. Anyway. Oh. And one of them was a woman, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get the He-Man woman haters involved now, huh?
Yeah, okay. We're talking about Honey Badgers.
Yep.
Where you at, Honey Badgers?
They're on the front lines in Baltimore right now.
No,
that's where
they're not.
that's interesting. Okay, I didn't know. So were they all convicted? Because, like I said, I don't watch the news because the news is like literally 90% bad, and then the other 10 is probably about like
it's
puppies
fluff.
Or something like that. Yeah.
I think they were convicted. I just know that they were arrested and they were charged.
So
I don't know if they were
actually
arrested.
Let's stop tweeting about it, everybody. Let's just stop.
Let's put the fires out.
I like what Hollow Monkey says. Considering ego levels, maybe Aaron should be Gene Simmons.
Does Gene Simmons have an ego or something?
Yes. A massive ego.
I never watched his. And I thought about that. Not about Gene Simmons' ego, but I thought about that when we were at the movie theaters and you introduced me to. Whose wife?
Oh, Crystal Hunt,
a patron
of ours. Yeah.
And she was like, I was like, I'm the other guy on the podcast. And she's like, oh, awesome. And I was like, yeah, that would describe me.
Yeah, that was terrible. What an a-hole.
Oh, gosh. You know what, though? I'm not an ounce surprised.
She,
I would expect nothing.
It was very dark in that room, but I can tell she was blushing. And
oh, my God.
I think by blushing, you mean rolling her eyes.
I said, I understand, but you're married. Take your seat. The movie's going to begin. So it's official, everybody. Videotape Cops. Michael Bay reveals Stephen Amell as Casey Jones with a hockey mask and TMNT dose.
Ah, yeah, I did see this picture.
He actually fits to me.
You think so?
Yeah, for Casey Jones. If you don't know who Stephen Amell is, he plays Oliver Queen on Arrow, everybody. Pretty good actor. I'll take it. He's an actor.
Yeah, there you go. I was going to say, you're really going to stick behind that one,
He's an actor.
He has one thing in the show. He broods and he shoots people.
Yeah, and that's why I was just like, eh.
Sorry, shoots at them.
And then he seems like he's frustrated with everybody else's decision except for his.
And sometimes he's frustrated with his.
And I don't
understand
he's just frustrated. That. Like, that's kind of bass ackwards. But anyway, they chose him. Michael Bay is gone and give him the blessing to be Casey Jones in the upcoming TMNT number 2. They've got actual pictures of what's her name? Megan Fox in her little sexy schoolgirl outfit as April O'Neil. But I like the mask choice. I like the mask choice.
Pretty cool. I thought, didn't Casey Jones have long hair though?
Traditionally, yep.
I don't think I like this short haired
kid. I mean, he's contractually obligated to still have short hair.
Would you rather have had Stephen Amell or would you rather have had CM Punk?
CM Punk or Stephen Amell?
What do you guys think, chat? CM Punk, the wrestler?
Who? What you got? What you got?
Faith Shield says that Stephen Amell was a good pick. He is an archer in real life and a former cycle instructor. I think they came in when we were talking about him on Arrow.
Okay.
Not the fact that he's on.
Okay, because I was about to say, what does archery have to do with Casey Jones? The guy plays hockey,
Mr.
right?
Mr. Jones and me.
The hockey stick doubles as an
archer. Okay.
When things get desperate, you just screw this.
Like the guy on Mortal Kombat, right?
Yep.
Stephen Amell. I would actually rather, for Casey Jones, I'd probably rather see the original guy from the 90s movie.
Oh, David Gondo has joined in. He says it's like the Saw doll. The Saw doll.
That's hard to say.
That's hard to say.
The Saw doll decided to play
the Saw doll.
Saw doll.
Yeah. What do you guys think, though? I want to know what you guys think about the CM Punk thing.
I'd probably say Amell.
Yeah?
Only because he looks like he's bigger. I don't know. CM Punk could be bigger than that guy, but I don't know. Basically, they're probably going to make some type of love story between those two anyway, the April O'Neil and Casey Jones as well. Because you don't want to see bestiality in TMNT, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Turtle Wang everywhere.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. And maybe he'll start off the Turtle movie with him saying his whole thing. My name is Casey Jones.
My name is Casey Jones.
After 5 years on desert. Shit, what was my line? Line?
Exactly.
I used to play hockey.
And after 5 years on the hockey team, I decided to just beat up random criminals in New York.
I get my magical powers from this mask, and I fight alongside a bunch of human-sized turtles.
Actually, they're even bigger than in the movie. Did you watch number TMNT?
The new one?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's the correct answer, because I felt like I wasted 2.5 hours of my life with that.
I would never. Yeah, I could have saved you a lot of time.
It was free.
Aaron, you want me to save you some more time of your life?
Switching to Geico?
Yeah, actually, switch to Geico first.
Everybody knows that.
Second of all, don't go see the Fantastic Four.
I will not watch it, Aaron.
Don't even watch it.
I will
free.
Not.
Okay, good. And don't watch the next X-Men movie.
I knew that. Even though they're just like freaking releasing screenshots of all type of stuff behind the scenes. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've been seeing the
Jean Grey, Jubilee, Nightcrawler.
I don't know about the Jean Grey choice.
What's wrong? She's redhead. That's all you need.
Oh, that's all. She's redhead.
It's freaking Fox. They're going to screw up no matter who they pick.
I loved the lady who played Jean Grey in the last one.
I did for the first movie, then the rest of them I hated.
She fulfills that little cougar part of my fantasy.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like her.
Why?
Because she was too old.
She was still too hot though.
She was too old. She was good in part one, but then the rest of them was like, yeah, let's switch you out. And I don't understand why Fox didn't just go with, you know, the original story and have Jean Grey be like the newest member of the X-Men.
Yeah, I could have done that.
Made no sense to me. But anyway, check out TMNT when it comes to theaters, I guess.
No.
Video Game Bang sponsored by TMNT. No. that was also on the comic story, and I watched that as well. They did a comic book on the TMNT, the original, or like a retelling of the story, reimagining or something like that, where they spliced in the movie. Well, I'm guessing, I think the comic book came out actually before the movie, so I'm guessing the movie took from the comic book. But it was like April O'Neil who named the turtles because they were experiments in her father's lab type of thing. And ninjas broke in to steal the mutagen for whatever reason. They accidentally spilt it, of course, when Splinter scratched one of their eyes out. Most likely went on to be Shredder. But Raphael got picked up by a cat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the cat runs away. And Splinter fights the cat and drops Raphael or whatever, and the mutagen gets into the cat's mouth, and he grows to be a gang leader. And like the first year of the Ninja Turtles' life, Raphael is a bum and doesn't know any ninjutsu. He's just wandering the streets. He's not knowing because he gets separated from the other three.
Yeah.
The
are you making this up?
No, I guarantee this is a comic book. The other three learn how to fight with Splinter. You know, that just goes on normal. They're all wearing the same headband, too. And their constant battles are with that cat mutant over and over again. And then one night, while Raph is doing his bum thing, looking through trash and stuff like that, he hears a kid getting beat up in his living room by his dad. He breaks into the friggin' living room, and he saves the kid just by, you know, bare-knuckle fighting. And the kid turns out to be Casey Jones. And no lie, the story switches from just that to him and Casey going and fighting crime in the streets, just all bare-knuckle style. And then eventually they run into the cat guy. And right when the cat guy is about to go in for the final kill on Raph, the other Ninja Turtles show up and save the day. And Raph does this like one-on-one fight with the cat guy. And then they're like, oh, crap, we're brothers. And they finally get together. And rewarding them for finding their brothers, he gives them individual colors. Splinter does. And that was the retelling or reimagining of the Ninja Turtles in the comic book series. And I was like, that was pretty interesting, actually. Would have been a better movie. And there you have it, everybody. A little more. A little more, you know, for comic book day. What did they say in the chat?
Well, they said that and they saw another stream where they were talking about you.
Really?
Yeah.
About
you've made it.
About me?
Yeah, they said that you were on the show.
That's a lie. That's gotta be a lie. What is the stream? Give me their names. I want names.
Blackburn. Oh, the stream?
Yeah.
Blackburn. Let us know in the chat.
Blackburn, what are the names? Give me their social securities.
Oh. D's Nuts.
Ah. Got him.
Got him.
Yeah.
Got him.
And you know what's sad is you believed it so much that made me believe it.
No, I was a lie because he actually got me with
he
the
was
same
in
joke.
On it. If you weren't reading the chat, I saw they were playing
something. Yeah, see, I'm not
something.
Reading the chat, everybody.
Because he said, he goes, do you think I could get Corey and Aaron? I was like, well, not Corey because Corey's reading the chat.
Yeah.
He's like, get Aaron. Because he got me with it. I was like, oh, I'm internet famous. And I was like, you bastard.
Wow. That's terrible. So you decided to pay it forward, huh?
Yep.
That's terrible. Yeah. So I spent my day watching comic book stuff since it's comic book day and I get any free comic books. I don't even know how that works. Do you just walk in and be like, where's my free comic?
Well, it's only specific comic book shops.
Mm.
And then they have a set section of free.
Snatch and grabs?
Yeah. And some of them are take as many as you want. Some of them are there's eight per person.
Eight per person, really? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because they had actually some like from what I saw from Twitter, they had some decent ones for free, but there's limited.
All right, Aaron.
When we return, everybody, we'll do some more banging around the web.
Banging around.
Oh. Yeah, no. And then we're gonna peek more into the future, of course. So stick around.
Hi, this is Amber Goldfarb, the voice of Aveline de Grand Pré, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hello, this is Cass Anvar Altair Ibn La'ahad from Assassin's Creed Revelation, and you are listening to the Video Game Bang.
This is Strife, the main guy behind Freedom Planet.
This is Commander Torque.
Hi, this is Lilac the Dragon Girl.
This is Spade.
This is Mayor Zhao.
This is Syntax.
Greetings, this is Lord Brevin. And you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Plus five awesome.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion. And you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
Everybody's talking about how Mayweather was running.
People like to bitch. That's
oh,
the
yeah.
thing that happens with fights. When their guy doesn't win, especially with someone who has a rabid fan base like Pacquiao.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when he loses, they're going to complain. That's Mayweather's style.
And they're all on the Twitter now about it.
He's like, a defensive literally. Fighter. That's the only way you can last that long in boxing. You know, more people have brain damage from boxing than like any other combat sport?
Incorrect. The highest head injury... contact sport, headbutting.
What are you talking about?
Headbutting.
In football?
No. There's an actual sport where they just headbutt each other.
Oh, well.
First one gets knocked out.
That's just barbaric.
I'm just saying.
But, like, you people say MMA because they use these little tiny gloves. I think football would probably be the number one thing that causes brain damage just by sheer numbers. But boxing, they're using these big puffy gloves and hitting each other repeatedly, and that's how the brain damage happens.
If you could see two superheroes box, who would it be?
Legitimately boxed?
Legitimately like
in a ring, following
boxed
the rules?
In a ring. They can't, like, fly out of the... Just slug it out.
That's a good one.
You know who I'm going with?
Who?
Hulk and Daredevil.
Hulk and Daredevil? Why? You just want to see Daredevil die?
One-sided fight. That's what I want to see.
It would only take
I'd
one punch.
I'd see Captain America and Thor.
You want to see Captain America die?
Wow.
I don't think he would die. He fought Loki.
He did fight Loki.
He fought Loki.
He did
and
fight
he was getting
Loki.
His ass whooped until Iron Man showed up.
Yeah.
Iron
yeah,
Man
that's
saved
true.
His life.
He was bobbing and weaving.
Let's see.
He packed quite a wallop.
He did pack quite a wallop, yeah.
I think if I had to choose two, I'm trying to think of people who would be like evenly matched.
Batfan goes headbutting is a sport.
Yeah. Yes, man.
He's ready.
It was in
headbutt.
It was in Jamaica, a long time ago.
You know, there's
before
a sport,
they did bobsledding.
They should have never done.
There's a sport called X arm or arm X or something like that, where it's arm wrestling, but the dudes can punch each other in the face.
That's got to cause a couple of head injuries.
Yeah, it's pretty freaking ridiculous.
Welcome back to the Video Game Bang Live, everybody. If you didn't know what you were listening to already, this is exactly what you're listening to. We were in the middle of just chatting it up. That's what we do, everybody. We do our shows every weekend live on Twitch.com. Is that what it is? Twitch.tv, right?
Yeah.
Twitch.tv/Video Game Bang. Our video_Video Game_Bang. Good Lord. We need to just get all of them.
Yeah.
So no matter what I say, you'll turn on, tune in. Like I said before, the future is here, but some of the future is not here because it's official. That's right.
That's the best segue ever.
Silent Hill has been canceled, everybody.
Aww.
Have you seen them selling the PlayStation 4s that have PT downloaded on it?
No, really?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Like, I saw one was going like for like $1,500.
Ridiculous. It's the whole freaking Flappy Bird fiasco over again.
Wow. So it's not available? Even that demo isn't available?
No,
anymore?
It is still. Actually, you can download it, no problem. Like, I've seen other reports saying, yeah, you can still download it.
Wow.
So if you want to get your, I don't know, scares in you for like a couple of seconds... That's weird. Konami committed is committed to the new Silent Hill title. However, the embryonic Silent Hill project developed with Guillermo del Toro and featuring the likeness of Norman Reedus will not be continued. In terms of Kojima and del Toro being involved, discussions on future Silent Hill projects are currently underway, and please stay tuned for further announcements right here on the VGB. I don't know how much Del Toro is going to be involved over Kojima's, but I really hope that they focus on gameplay over cutscenes, because just to me it seems like two movie directors making a video game.
Real quick, back to the PS4. Valley Rose said that the last they saw was $3,000.
That's ridiculous.
PS4, wow. $3,000.
That is ridiculous. For a demo, people. For a freaking demo.
I did see an influx of people streaming it once the thing was canceled.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people were watching. I watched it again. And, you know what? A lot of people were saying how sad they were. I don't care.
It's good for one playthrough, though.
Yeah.
I saw Liz Katz stream it. Watched her stream.
Oh, my God. You would have.
Yeah, she's a good streamer.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she's a good streamer. Is this the bull crap you're talking about?
Yeah, these guys are arm wrestling.
How do you arm wrestle? You're just punching from there.
They're arm wrestling, apparently.
Nah, you're just punching from there. How do you know? Look, you can't even tell who's winning whenever they're arm wrestling. Look, it's just an MMA fight from there. So stupid. So stupid.
This is a sport to people. Bigger than soccer.
Yeah.
Bigger than soccer.
For the three people that are in that freaking building right now. That's exactly what that is.
Oh, my God.
So, for those at home that can't see what's going on.
Blue guy is in his...
All right.
Armbar.
We're done.
What are you doing?
Armbar.
Oh! It's just an MMA fight.
With a table
in
between
them. It
literally
is just an MMA fight.
You could throw an armbar in X-Arm?
X-Arm. If you haven't seen X-Arm before, Google search it right now.
Or don't and save yourself.
Did he just break his arm?
I think he might have broke his arm on that table. He used that table as leverage. Wow.
That's so terrible. Moving right along to the future, not the past, because that's clearly barbaric. This is the one that I was talking about before. why I left the other augmented story out. Okay. New augmented reality horror game is terrifying because it maps your house.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, this one, get ready to poop a little in your pants, everybody. Two drops of pee. Two drops. A new augmented reality horror game called Night Terrors. What is the friggin' saying on Game of Thrones?
The night is dark and full of terrors.
There it is.
Oh, I was gonna say winter is coming.
No. All right, yeah, that would work too.
Yeah, sure.
Night Terrors is trying to get funded on Indiegogo. On its face, it appears to be a cool idea once it's raised enough money to continue development. That will turn your boring real-life house into a haunted house setting in a...
Hey! Valley Rose! Just got banged.
What's the name?
Valley Rose.
Hey, Valley Rose. How you doing, Valley Rose?
Hey, what's up, girl?
Are you into... I don't think that's... That's not a girl.
What's up, man?
That's like Sunshine from...
Sunshine! Yeah, Sunshine!
That's Sunshine from...
Yeah.
Remember the Titans. Exactly. So anyway, using a flashlight camera and display of your device, plus earphones, they say that's the best way, you can explore your own house. The story is vague, something about an 8-year-old girl trapped in the ghost land, but a lot of survival horror games unfold from vague premise. So that's not an indicator of the quality. The draw remains that you're walking around your own house, and the app will manipulate things in the environment and produce ghostly apparitions.
Ooh.
Nope.
So
nope.
Think about it. You got your camera.
My house is already kind of
scary.
And
your headphones in, and that's how you're interfacing. So you're seeing your real thing, and it's kind of like you're... There's a game like this where you actually just use your cell phone. What is it in chat? Somebody knows it in chat.
There's an app, a running app, where you pull your headphones in, and then it makes it sound like zombies are chasing you.
Yeah, nah, because you don't see any zombies. It's not like you could turn around.
Because they're behind you.
This bad boy.
You don't turn and run. That's how you slow down.
Yeah, it's like
eaten,
a gentleman's
son.
Agreement you make with the app. You just don't look behind you.
Gentleman's agreement with the app.
Yeah, and the app knows.
That's terrible.
If you look, it will run you off a cliff.
The development team is shooting practical ghost effects that will be a composite into the house in real time. You walk into the bathroom and you see something in the darkness behind you. It also alters sound in the game to match and reverb of different rooms. The place and noises and sound, surround sound. You walk out of your bathroom and something is pounding on the door and shrieking. It sounds like it could be a perfect mix of fun and terrifying.
Nope.
Until you think about it, then it's just terrifying. The nice thing about the live compositing has overused 3D models outside of aesthetics. It is so basically this is what I saw with the video too.
Batman wants to know what it's called.
Night Terrors.
Night Terrors.
The zombie one is called Zombies Run.
Yeah.
I don't know what the one is for.
The one I'm talking about is called Night Terrors.
Okay.
Do you know who built this app? I'll tell you who built this app. Construction companies. Oh. Because when you turn the lights on, there are going to be a ton of holes in your wall from you punching crap.
I thought you were going to say Obama. I wanted to know the layout of my house.
No.
The interesting thing about Night Terrors is it uses some of the saved power to create a 3D map of your house. So I actually looked up.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. That's creepy.
It maps out your house and kind of makes the level around it. So, like, certain things, like if you go back to another room where there was a ghost, but you ran like a little punk, it'll still be somewhere in that room, maybe. And I'm like, this is awesome. And they show some of the technology on the videos. I looked on YouTube how they show kind of like behind the scenes type of thing of their programming. And yeah, it maps out your whole house as a level as you navigate through your house. And then they show the little small apparitions and the little Japanese ghost girl that's kind of, you know, scary in the background.
I would never sleep.
It is
terrifying.
Literally terrifying. And it was only alpha looking stuff going on. But if they get funded, they're gonna shoot for the stars on this one. Indiegogo project,
creepy.
Everybody. Check it out.
I mean,
Night Terrors.
It's cool in the fact that the technology is there for them to do that. But at the same time, I would never play that.
You trying to bring up their Indiegogo page?
No, it just reminded me of another story about that ukulele thing. Did you put that in the notes?
No. Is there a terror ukulele thing?
No, Kickstarter hit 1 million. It was the fastest video game ever to hit.
Oh, yeah, like minutes.
Yeah.
The Banjo-Kazooie.
Like 40-something minutes or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they got 44 days left, and they've already hit 1.3 million, and it's like it's a Banjo-Kazooie ripoff game, I guess, or spiritual successor.
Spiritual successor.
Whatever we want to call it.
Call it now. Game. The game is going to suck.
You know, with 1.3 million, I don't know. That's kind of the thing. It's like people need to be hungry to make good things, it feels like. It feels like if you throw a shitload of money at them, they're
about to coast.
They're
going to
coast, and they're going to slack off.
Yeah, they're about to straight up coast. So... thank you, Internet, for giving them the coasting ability.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, I was never a big Banjo-Kazooie fan.
I wasn't either.
So
I don't know why they want that back.
I think maybe it was past our generation. Like, nah, I remember Banjo-Kazooie.
It was 64, correct?
Yeah, that's true. That's right in our generation.
There was other fun games. I don't know. Banjo-Kazooie, did he even make it on the Smash Brothers roster?
No.
Exactly.
So that's how you would judge every video game character?
Exactly.
Is he on the Smash Brothers roster? Bullshit character.
Think about not the 90s, the 64. Yeah, it's the 90s.
You know what, Aaron? I want Toe Jam and Earl. I want a remake of Toe Jam and Earl.
Why?
I love Toe Jam and Earl.
It was only good because it was co-op, and then when you got away from each other, it went to split screen.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that was good about it.
What about the characters?
Who the hell cares? Forgettable.
They should be in the new Smash.
What's the girl's name?
It doesn't matter. It's not Toe Jam and Earl.
Exactly. I didn't know she was in another one.
Was she?
There was a girl in Toe Jam and Earl.
Oh, let me look this up.
Know your history. We do a video game podcast, for goodness sake.
Well, when I played it was just Toe Jam and Earl back in my day.
Go to
Toe Jam and Earl Kickstarter.
Final day. Wow. How much have they been funded?
I have no idea. It's hard to tell.
Who owns Toe Jam and Earl? Is it Sega still?
I don't know. Yeah, bring back Toe Jam and Earl. I think we're kind of the Toe Jam and Earl of podcasting.
No. If that's what you were trying to segue into this whole time.
No.
We are not.
I do think that, though. But,
we're far from the Toe Jam
Earl. No, because what brought Toe Jam and Earl is you said characters in Super Smash Brothers. I was like, what characters do I want in Super Smash? Toe Jam and Earl. Like, as a partner thing.
But were they ever on a Nintendo console?
Doesn't matter. Was Solid Snake ever on a Nintendo console? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, he was.
It's called Metal Gear.
Yeah. Have they ever had characters that weren't on the Nintendo?
Let me think about it.
Pac-Man?
No. Pac-Man has been on there. Mega Man has definitely been on there. Toe Jam and Earl 3 is when you got the girl in there.
Hmm.
On the Xbox.
Hey, Razor 916!
Is that the lawyer?
Where's the fourth person?
Do you not see the fourth person there?
Oh, the camera must be messing up again.
See?
Yeah, Larissa's sitting right there with her shirt off, and she's been shimmying this whole time.
Once we get to 450 followers, we will adjust the camera angle.
Yeah, and you can see her boobies.
Again, I said the future is here, everybody, and I did promise you more future. Microsoft patents relationship-saving goggles that detect emotions.
Oh, no. Really?
Trying to get some people in trouble.
Aaron is sad.
If you need goggles to figure this shit out, you need a lot more help. And you probably don't have enough money to buy these things.
I can hear people's heartbeat, so I just go based off of that.
Really? You can hear people's heartbeat, huh?
Yep.
Whatever, Daredevil. Microsoft is upping the ante on the whole making us see better thing by developing Google technology. See, okay. Goggle technology that allow the wearer to figure out what people around them are feeling. The company has scored the patent for what's officially called wearable emotion detection and feedback system. Who's making these damn names? Somebody could have come
people.
Up with something better.
Yeah. White people.
That's way too long. So I guess the acronym for that would be WEDF, wearable emotion detection feedback system. WEBS. There we go. Wearing those webs.
David Webbs.
By looking through the eyepiece, the cameras, microphones, and other sensors can detect audible and visual behaviors of a subject in a field of view of the device. All the pieces work together to detect everything from the subject's word choice, speech pattern, gestures, volume, posture, and even body temperature to interpret their state of mind.
Wow.
That is a lot of crap.
I could just see some guy, like, knowing his wife is mad. Hold on, baby. Let me put the goggles on. Okay, yeah, you're pissed.
Yeah. I'm just going to leave now. Yeah. I'm just going to leave.
The goggles are telling me that you're a lost cause and I should probably just get the fuck out.
One of the lenses just broke.
No, wait. Yeah. use it with, they go, yeah, that's fine, go ahead and go. And then you go, wait, hang on.
Really?
You lied to me.
Sarcastic. Sarcasm's over 9,000.
Is that Phi-I-N or Phi-Y-N? Yeah. We made a code to know which one was real.
Terrible. The information is processed and then relayed to the user so he or she can accurately understand where the other person is coming from. The process also works in large crowds to gauge how well a speaker may be doing at the assembly party. So like if somebody's giving a speech, you know, they got their men in the front. You're killing up there, sir. You know.
Thank you.
Or
nope. Hang on. I'm getting a reading right there. That guy's not laughing.
Yeah, no, I know. No, swarm on him. Get all the sand people out. Yeah,
I'd want to be the dude giving the speech wearing the goggles, so you know, like, okay, this dude just fell asleep. All right, that one is pissed.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedians get this.
Hey, Tony Man just got banged.
Tony Man,
what's up, girl?
It's always girls now.
It's all girls. What's up, girl? Her name is Tony, short for Tonya.
Or Tonya.
It's Tonya.
Tonya.
It's Tonya. When I used to go to McDonald's for lunch a long time ago, all the time, they would always ask me my name, but they would never get it right. So I would just give them different names each time I walked in there.
The same thing happens to me. Yeah. What's your name? David? Steven? Yeah, Steve.
Yeah, it's just Steven.
They'd be like, Eric? I'm like, yeah, Eric.
What's your name, David? Damien? Yep.
And I would go with coworkers, and they'd be like, that's not your name. Like, for right now, it is. My name's Malik. Spell it. I want to see how you
just
do
said,
it.
What just happened?
Like, awesomeness.
So you wouldn't wear any goggles, Mr. Webb, that would read emotions?
No.
I feel like my wife would get pissed that I was putting these goggles on because she's going to be like, you think that thing can find me?
What? Like she lost?
Yeah.
Find you?
No, define.
Oh, define.
You think those goggles define me? Take those goggles off your face.
What if she put them on?
It would be like, he does not give a fuck.
They're like so much rest face. Just, I don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yep.
You know what I would do? I would try and trick it.
Try to trick it. Did you hear everything that it reads, though?
Please, come on.
I'm just saying, that's a lot to input. Where is it at again?
I learned it in my martial arts training.
You learned it in your martial arts training?
I can slow my heart rate and lower my body temperature, so I can't be picked up.
I'm just saying, that's a lot to try to fool. The word choices.
Need to know is, like, when I put them on, I just need to know if she wants to have sex with me or not. That's all I care about.
It's going to be
about.
A lot of disappointed glasses removed. Damn it!
Goggles.
Yeah, that's it. I don't really care any of the other emotions. Just like put them on. Am I getting some? Nope.
So it's
nope. Not getting laid.
Word choices, speech patterns, gestures, your volume, your posture, and your body temperature. It's doing all of that. Like it's literally, this is Iron Man and you're freaking, you know. I can see government agents trying to look for that, like looking for potential terrorists, I guess. You don't see that happening?
You mean like the minority report?
Well, yeah, we get a report. Hey, there's going to be a terrorist activity in this general area. I did see the movie.
Do you see how well that worked in the movie?
I kind of fell asleep.
It didn't work well.
Oh, well, it there didn't. You go.
Somebody had to get like an eye implant so they didn't know who they were. They're breaking because they were framed because somebody hacked the system.
Yes,
I'm paraphrasing. Spoilers.
Yeah, that's what people were worried
from,
about.
Spoilers what, from that old movie.
Yeah.
Can't believe they killed Hawkeye, though. Jesus.
Terrible. That's a lot for input. And Microsoft's going to own it. So you know that means they're going to be looking at your Kinect. Oh, you're not having fun with this game? Are you, Corey? Hand of Thor?
Oh, yeah.
He gets a notification message. Hand of Thor, what is wrong? Why aren't you enjoying this?
Is it something Destiny? We did?
Exactly.
Can we make it better for you? Here's an achievement.
Delete the game. That's how you make it better.
Corey, just showed emotion. 5 achievement points.
Actually, they just added achievements to Smite.
Good.
They retro did it for your old stuff.
Oh.
Which was pretty cool.
They just added achievements?
Yeah.
I thought I got achievement when I played it.
No, those weren't where it shows you how you get favor and stuff like that. That was an achievement.
No, I mean, I'm saying it's popped up and it said like 5 points. Welcome to the battle or something like that.
5 points. Welcome to the battle.
Achievement points. I don't know.
I got something.
I got something. Something
happened.
Popped up.
All right. Something happened. Speaking of Hawkeye dying, Avengers Ultron, Age of Ultron sequel, superhero film, got 84.5 million on the first day.
Still not number one.
Yeah.
In the world. Still a damn Harry Potter movie.
Well, like, I mean, if you think
Harry
about
Harry Potter 5 or something like that.
They had to build up with the books, and then they exploded with the movie.
I don't know. I felt like the Avengers should have... I don't see how they didn't crush that record.
I gotta be honest, I don't see how they didn't either.
They beat Avengers 1. Avengers 1 did 80 million.
So, wow, so only by 4 million?
4 million,
That's not a lot. That's not a bigger...
But does it feel like they didn't really promote Avengers Age of Ultron as much?
I don't remember too much promoting of the first one, though.
Oh, the first one felt like it was nuts. It was all over. Like, it was huge. It was a way big deal. Because that was the first time we'd seen...
Good night, Hollow Monkey.
A collaboration this big.
I think... For me, I saw a lot less because this is the first time in a long time that I haven't actually had, like, TV. So, I don't see previews of movies.
True.
So, you know, I watch Netflix and Hulu only shows ads from their sponsors. So,
yeah.
Honda.
They did a lot of of advertisement through, like, Jimmy Fallon and did stuff like that. So, maybe they did more appearances and interviews.
Yeah.
But it felt like commercial-wise and just, like, when you open up YouTube and a giant Avengers banner, I didn't feel like that's hit me in the face as much as it did last time.
Yeah. Yeah, they did do a huge press tour.
You think they... Yeah, they did, yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. Robert walking out of that
walked out of several, I guess.
Nah, I would have walked out, too.
Yeah. And you don't need to bring up the man's past, especially after he's beat it like that.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. He's Iron Man now. But he's still classic.
Did you guys see the picture that Robert Downey Jr. posted? It was in, like, a dressing room or something like that. And he posted it. It was a mirror shot. And on the mirror, there was a sign that said no smoking. And so the whole thing was like, oh, I guess I have to leave because I'm too smoking. But you could see in the mirror what kind of phone he had. And it was, like, an HTC One. And you could see it was, like, an AT&T, like, phone. So T-Mobile, like, retweeted it and said, see, even billionaire playboy philanthropists are stuck in a two-year contract with AT&T and an old phone. Come on, AT&T, it's wow. Iron Man. I was like, wow. Whoa, good to capitalize on that.
And it was probably the CEO as well who did that.
He's probably the one that runs the Twitter account.
I got this, guys. I got this one.
Let me get this.
Yeah, I mean, it'll grow, of course. But more people will go see it. Well, actually, I don't know, because I haven't read any reviews online, not even the Nerd Reactor one. Have you read any reviews online for the Avengers? Anybody here?
I read the one on Nerd Reactor.
I just looked at the star points, or the nerd, the neurons, the atoms, yeah.
I've just seen, like now I'm seeing it when I open up, like, a YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
I see the ad for it, and I've just seen, like, all the big press. There's, like, 5 stars. One was utterly epic in every sense of the word.
Really epic in every sense of the word. See, I think there's two people to look at it. There's your hardcore comic fan, and then there's your just movie lover. I was stuck somewhere in between.
I think that's the trouble, and that's why they had to come up with a whole cinematic universe, because they have to make it so the average Joe who hasn't read any of the books, they can understand it just fine.
And it's hard for me to go into the movies like that.
Well, yeah. It's hard, you know, with us having a background and knowing, you know, storylines and stuff.
That's
like that.
That's why I'd like I think it feels akin to, I have a friend, she watched, or she read all the Harry Potter books before she saw the movie.
Right.
Like, before they were even, you know, created or whatever. And she kind of felt that way. Like, oh, this is an awesome movie, but
the other thing
this is left out.
You have to think about the fact that there's a difference between leaving stuff out. Like, I'm a big Percy Jackson and the Olympian, that series.
I don't know if that's something I would admit it.
Yeah, you might want to cut
I like
that
it. Steven likes it. He'll back me up.
I wouldn't care.
Anyway.
Barack
anyway,
walking himself and say, I'm a big Percy Jackson. I wouldn't admit that.
The movie.
First man of
The movie completely changed the storyline, and that's one thing. But when you have to leave stuff out or tweak things to make the movie flow, I mean, that's movies. I mean, you're not going to get one that's exactly word for word.
Are you saying Percy Jackson wasn't an Olympian?
No.
Good Lord, Blackburn. Blackburn really wants a question answered, so we'll get to it. So, VGB, what about the new Star Wars Battlefront trailer, trending, or Black Ops 3?
The Black Ops 3 trailer... Steven, our own Steven Gutierrez, said that actually got him excited for the game, and he's going to buy it.
Yeah.
I watched it, and was like, I don't care about this game. I really don't care about this game. It seems like they took everything that I hate and they amped it up.
Is it this one over here?
Yeah.
Let's see. No, not this one.
No, this isn't the
this one.
This one
will show no gameplay whatsoever.
This is trying
to get you into the mind state of where they're at in the game, like, or time-wise. So it's going to show you, like,
genetically modified.
GMOs, basically. GMOs.
You see that, actually, now, I mean, we're almost at this point.
This is it.
Here, I'll say.
So this one is more like, he's just excited to have, like, the matches be humans versus robots.
It's humans versus robots?
Well, because everybody's, like, modified. You have, like, cybernetic parts all over you. Deus Ex. A la Deus Ex.
Deus Ex.
And...
Oh.
I'm like, what's up?
Have you guys seen that story about Deus Ex? And they released their new trailer. And then later, Black Ops released their trailer.
Uh-huh.
And Deus Ex is extremely...
Similar.
I mean, and so Deus Ex caught on, and they tweeted, like, just kidding, guys. Our game actually takes place in World War II.
Wow.
And they're just kind of, like, dogging on it. But it's essentially the same.
It's just going to be a whole bunch of... So what it seems like they did was they just took whatever they had the last time and then just strapped Black Ops on there and said, yeah, look at this. You're wall jumping. You're wall jumping, quick scoping.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you're...
I want to see that thing with the bees. Did you see that?
It's probably going to be a killstreak reward.
He had, like, the swarm of bees.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, I'm not excited about this.
It
looks like another Call of Duty.
Oh, the bow and arrow.
That was the only thing that I looked like I was kind of excited about is bow and arrow action.
Yeah.
Because that's probably the only weapon I'd be using.
Play as, like, Deathlock.
And I would...
Point your arm at somebody and the rockets pop out.
I would always just be like, you failed your city. And
you failed your city.
The whole time.
You have failed your
plan.
Stop
saying that, bro. Like, sorry. You failed your city.
Whoopsh.
Yeah, I haven't been excited for a Call of Duty game in a long time. And it's just because they've Maddenized it. And you can't really get excited over Maddenized things. Except for FIFA and Dynasty Warriors. Going back to the movie thing, though, with the overwhelming success of the Marvel's universe, do we see DC even touching that?
No.
Because now they're talking about Joker might have a cameo in the Batman versus Superman. And have you seen the pictures of Will Smith as... Or Deadshot or whatever.
And... You mean his reprised role from Wild Wild West?
Yes.
Yeah.
His
real
cowboy
quick,
pimp.
Before we get too far away from it.
Okay.
Blackburn wants the answer. Are we more excited for Star Wars or COD?
I'm not excited
Star
for
Wars.
I don't want Star Wars Battlefield, which is exactly what I'm going to get. No, it's Star Wars Battlefield.
Battlefront.
It's Star Wars Battlefield.
Battlefront.
And I don't care about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
I would pick Star Wars.
It's sad. And it's because you're a Star Wars fan, though, right?
I am. But Black Ops 3 doesn't look like it's enough of a difference between Modern Warfare.
So then what are you seeing in Star Wars?
It's Star Wars.
Not a damn thing. Yeah, so it's a Star Wars fan thing.
It's a Star Wars
fan,
yeah. All right.
Let's call a spade, sir.
I mean, and it's Star Wars in the original three movies, which is what's making me want to play it even more. If it was Star Wars, like, Episode 1.
Uh-huh.
I probably wouldn't be as excited. I'd probably still play it, but...
It's just... It's going to be Battlefield. I don't want a Battlefield
Why?
Star Wars
What's
game.
The last Battlefield you played?
No. It's not the fact that...
Battlefield Hardline
Battlefield,
is awesome.
It's not the fact that Battlefield is a bad game. It's the fact that Battlefront was a different
just
game.
Just don't think of it. Don't hold it to the expectations that you have from the old Battlefront, and it's going to be something
Why?
New. Doesn't mean it's not going to be great.
Why not hold it to the expectations that the original design was? That we showed on the show.
But this doesn't mean it's not going to be a great game.
That was 99% done.
It didn't happen.
That looked awesome.
Aaron, life
that,
sucks.
That showed you features that aren't
life
even in this
sucks,
game.
No,
and then
that's
you die.
100%. I completely agree. I mean, why can't you do a space battle?
It's not the next iteration. It's not the next iteration of this actual game. Like, that makes no sense. Why go with a lateral movement when you were clearly on the path of going upwards?
Because literally over the shoulder is just not trending these days, Aaron.
You could have they could have integrated first person to over the shoulder. They could have done that. That would have been fine.
Oh, and I think this one is you get to switch back and forth.
Yeah, and that's fine. Yeah. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the classes. I'm talking about the space to ground.
I'm talking about balls.
I think that's the one thing I'm most disappointed about is you can't go from ground to space.
Like, what am I playing then? That I'm playing Call of Duty. I'm playing Call of Duty with airplanes.
With Star Wars.
With a Star Wars map over.
That's cool. I'll take it.
I mean, if you're a Star Wars fan.
If you're a Star Wars fan, this is going to be the bee's knees.
But if you're an average person, who doesn't like Star Wars or doesn't care enough about Star Wars, then yeah, you're probably not going to play it. You'll pick up Battlefield or.
When I saw DICE was making it, I instantly was just kind of out of it. I was like, I'll play Battlefield. If I want to play Battlefield, I'll play Battlefield.
I think they mean Larissa? I think they're gonna riot unless Larissa is here.
She's right here. She's right.
How do you guys not see her?
If you guys get to 450,
we get to 450 and
call your mom. Yeah, call your dad. Call your brother. Your sisters.
She's wearing her Wonder Woman outfit right now.
Oh, yeah. Lisa Gibbons
from the new promo art from Batman versus Superman. They released Wonder Woman's
and
little...
she's eating a big old slab of baby back ribs.
I had a coworker do that at work.
That's so hot.
It was not.
When a woman eats ribs.
It was
ribs,
not.
When an attractive woman eats ribs. Oh, yeah.
I was about to say, I'll take a video next time of this lady eating ribs. Because she brings it like all the time.
That sauce. That barbecue sauce.
That's terrible.
No?
We're losing followers. I'm watching the camera drop.
Just got unfollowed.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. Superhero filled movie for the next decade, pretty much. I just don't see how DC is going to compete.
DLC for space fights, I have a feeling.
And you know who I feel bad for the most?
They said that wouldn't even happen. They said they're focusing on
the
ground
battle.
Yeah,
ground. That's so dumb.
And that the only reason, and this doesn't even make sense, the only reason why they have like the battle cruiser in the background is purely for aesthetics.
Oh, my God.
To bring the Star Wars universe together.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Blackburn.
What is Blackburn saying?
He said, that's why I see two legs and not four. In the mirror. It's because Larissa's sitting Indian style up on the couch.
Yep.
You can't see her. She's very short. She's very compact. Isn't that right, Larissa?
Good one. And her mic's not plugged in right now.
Yeah, her mic's not plugged in either.
That's so dumb.
This Zero Evidence is pissed.
I'd rather see it.
Are you withholding her until more viewers?
Yep, we are.
This is effed up.
Yep.
I'm assuming that's what they said.
She's buck ass naked right there, but you guys got to hit that follow button.
What does buck mean?
She's on a deer.
Yeah, there's
on a deer.
She's sitting on the deer, naked.
She's sitting on a buck, deer.
I've heard the phrase before, but
I've never understood
buck
that.
Wild,
right? Yeah. Buck what does that mean? Does that literally mean like a deer? Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, they're wild.
You're bucking.
They
like
are
you're
nude.
On a bucking bull.
Sure.
Yeah, they're
buck
nude
wild.
As well.
That makes sense.
A bucking bull.
Yeah.
All
right. Is that what they call it?
I saw some.
You were in the woods with hillbillies. Is that what they call it?
There's no bucking bulls.
Speaking of hillbillies, I watched a video of a guy skinning a gator. How to skin a gator?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was my uncle.
And could have been. And he was salting the skin or something like that. And he was like, "You want to get a liberal amount of salt on here?" He's like, "It's probably the only time I really used the word liberal."
I was gonna say that.
I was like, "Whoa!"
That's why I wasn't even
subscribe.
Into vocabulary.
I don't even care. I'm not either or, but you went there, so subscribe. Subscribe, sir. Taking shots at liberals and cutting alligators.
He's gonna put an Obama sucks on the
deck. I know,
of that
yeah. I'm in. I'm in. Not because I support your views, but because you went there. You went there. And now I know how to skin an alligator.
Cool.
Yeah. Where was I at? I was on the banging around the web. Let's go back to it. Superman to Batman. Okay, here we go. Like I said again, the future's here. It's the theme of this whole thing so far.
Is that why you've said it like a dozen times?
Exactly.
Oh, cool. Now that's why he's been saying it. Whoa.
Boeing has patented a force field.
What?
This is crazy, people, because this ups the ante.
All
big
right.
time.
Explain.
So Boeing just patented a force field. Technically, they patented it for a, and this is again why I say whose name is this crap, method and system of shockwave attenuation.
That's attenuation.
Attenuation via electromagnetic arc.
Sound it out.
Why in the world? Whose name is this stuff? Call it an arc reactor. Call it a
method and system for shockwave attenuation via electric magnetic arc. I think that's fine. Rolls right off the tongue. If we were to make a phonetic thing out of it, it'd be mass fus whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Mass
yeah.
field.
Yeah.
Or shield, really. But that's just a long way of writing out something unbelievably futuristic. Protective force fields may one day make their way to the battlefields of the future. The device's pattern only protects against shockwave and explosion, but most of the vehicle it'll be mounted on are already armored with protective to protect the people inside. So they have a video with this thing where literally it shows how it works. So if they don't get hit directly with the shell or of any type of, you know, bomb.
Yeah.
Of course, there's always a shockwave that comes out. This thing shoots some type of, I don't know, magic. That's what we're going to call it. Yeah. Around the car to where it blocks the shockwave from even hitting the car or lessens the shockwave from hitting the car. And from what they show with the little diorama or whatever.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, exactly what it looks like from Star Wars Episode 1. It looks like, yeah, it's just literally a freaking force field.
No.
Around the car.
I mean, I can see how that would work. That makes sense.
Yeah, like, you're going to be able to block, I guess, the shrapnel and then the force of the you know,
only explosion. If it's metal, though, right?
No. This is, like, the shock wave. Or any, like, kind of physical thing that comes at you, I guess.
I love it. Shock waves this way.
Yeah.
Force field this way.
Yeah, they got to dumb it down for us. Force field winny. People.
Shock wave losey.
This is crazy, right?
Yeah.
Force fields now?
This shit's the future, man.
When are we getting Iron Man armors?
I want this on my car.
For so, what? So like somebody sideswipes you in the Walmart parking lot or something?
For when a kid pushes that damn cart at my car.
And just bounces boom. It off?
It's going to be like on The Flash when Barry went after that force field and he bounced back.
Bounced off of it, yeah.
Kid's going to push the cart into the car and say, hit the car and bounce right back and hit them.
They can set it up for buildings as well. Think about natural disasters that happen.
Oh.
And it's just a bubble.
Yeah.
That's covering it. You know what? This is actually really cool.
That's freaking ridiculous. We got augmented reality. We got force fields. It's time. It's time, people.
It's time for flying cars.
Yeah. It's time for
the
flying cars.
The government is really touchy about us being in the air.
It's time for a lot of stuff. I don't know. I would probably be a little touchy about things in the air as well. Because think about it. We keep accidents down to the ground because, of course, cars are on the ground. Accidents in the air? Anybody think about that one?
Nope.
You just thought about not sitting in traffic all the damn time. That's what you thought about. But accidents in the air, shrapnel on the floor.
That's why they have force fields.
That's why they have force fields.
Like, everyone's going to just be like, it's going to be like bumper cars in the air.
That's crazy.
They get too close and they just bounced off each other.
Yeah. I can't wait till this thing is commercialized and we all have them on our belts. That way we can just walk outside and not worry about anything.
I'm most, out of all the stuff we talked about today, technology-wise,
excuse me.
I want those glasses that are going to tell me if I can get laid or not.
They're not going to tell you if you can get laid.
That's
or
what
not.
You, and the single dude, just buy them glasses, go to the club or whatever, and you look at the different girls and see which ones it says horny. Bam.
You know somebody's going to create an app for that.